This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It was a big day yesterday for Douglas County Farmers Co-op. Melvin Burke, the general manager, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
You had a ribbon cutting, a little groundbreaking yesterday for a new building, a larger location in Winston. Tell us about it.
We did. It was monumental. It was historic. We had some of our local officials there. Our board of directors was there. We had some gold shovels, and we were able to move a little bit of gravel and introduce our new site to the community.
So talk about what led to this. I mean, you've been in Winston for a few years, but why get bigger and brand new?
Today's environment and the retail environment that's there in Winston, our customers have told us that they want more products to purchase from us. Many of the local community there, Kyle, in the city of Winston think Roseburg is a long way to go. So we need to give more offerings, grass seed, steel goods, wood post, pet supplies. We just need to offer more products.
So how much larger is this than what you have now?
It's going to be about 50% larger in total retail space. The main store is going to be about 16,000 square feet. Currently, we operate about 8,500. But the big one is going to be the convenience store. We're going to add about a 5,640 square foot convenience store. And then we're going to have a full service Shell station right out front as well.
And that adds a lot. And I know for the Roseburg store, it seems like that convenience store and what you offer there has become a bigger and bigger deal.
It is. We have a crispy, crunchy chicken. We have a wonderful staff that takes care of our customers on a daily basis. We have award-winning biscuits and gravy, and we offer a lot of good fast food. And we've also added a lot of healthy choices for people as well through the convenience store.
So with a bigger facility, is that going to lead to more staff?
It will. We currently employ about 15 people there. Our estimate is 40 to 45, with about half of those people being full-time. And when we offer full-time, Kyle, that means 52 weeks in a year that we offer them full benefits that work for us in a full-time status.
And for the kind of the changing environment of things right now, what do you think timeline-wise you're at? How long is it going to take to do all this?
We're looking at December of 2022.
So basically a year.
Yes, and it's been a process. We've been working on this for over 2 years.
Wow. Now, tell folks where the land is.
It's right on the corner of Abraham and Highway 42 West, right along Highway 42, just on the way to the coast, just outside of town.
And I've got to be at Winston later today for a meeting, but if I am thinking correctly, it's basically going to be, if you're coming from the Camas Valley side, this could be one of the first things you see when you head towards Winston.
It is, and we're counting on that will be the first thing you see.
So talk about, maybe for people that are newer in the community, I mean, the co-op has got a real long, kind of unique history.
We do. We are celebrating our 100 years in service this year. We were founded in 1921 by a group of farmers that needed additional products, and it was a way for them to form a business to get the products that they needed.
Now, when I moved to Roseburg a number of years ago, you were downtown. Is that where it started?
Close to there, yes.
And so it was there for until how long ago was the newer Roseburg store built?
The new store was built in 2003, and we've been in that facility ever since.
We're calling it the newer store. It's 18 years old.
Yes.
That's how long some of us have been here. And that gave you a bigger footprint, a lot more space, and a lot more convenient situation than you had wedged in downtown.
Absolutely. We just needed more space. We needed additional parking. And even the store we have now, Kyle, we've kind of grown out of it. And the Winston store should help us with that. Taking some of the customers that normally come to the Roseburg store will go to the Winston store and shop.
Now, you talked about square footage for Winston. How does that compare to what you have in Roseburg?
Our main store in Roseburg is about 25,000 square feet. So it'll be at about 8,000 square feet smaller.
So, but still a pretty large size store for especially the Winston area.
Absolutely. Our new building is going to be large. It's going to be good construction. It's going to make a statement.
And do you look around the county? Do you think about maybe other locations down the road?
We're always looking, Kyle. Competition sometimes puts a squash on growth, but as we're a green and growing company, we're always looking for other opportunities. We believe we could service our customers towards the coast would be a good fit for us.
Now, how long have you been with the co-op?
I've been with the co-op almost 19 years.
And what led to you coming to that?
Well, I saw a job opening, and I wanted to move back home. I'm a Roseburg native, and coming to this job allowed me to move back home, be with my family, and it was a long-term investment coming back home, and I've enjoyed my job.
How many years had you been gone from the area?
I was gone for about 15 years.
And where were you then?
I had worked for another large retail company, and I had advanced my way up through management with them. And then when this opportunity came available, I applied.
So when people think Farmers Co-op, if you just hear the name, you get an idea of what might be there. But the reality is there's a whole lot more, a whole lot of other products that don't just necessarily tie in with just the farm community.
That's very true, Kyle. Our name, Farmers Co-op, somewhat is a little bit deceiving because we offer so much more: lawn and garden, lifestyle, pet supplies, clothing, footwear. We offer a lot for people.
And do you see yourself being able to expand into even more areas, or do you kind of have the core pretty set?
I think that we have a good mix of products that we sell now, and we can only sell what customers are willing to buy from us.
Now, yesterday, you were talking about the groundbreaking. I just looked at some pictures, and we'll post some of those in a while here for folks to take a look at. Talk about what you did yesterday. It looks like you had a lot of the community leaders out there in Winston.
We did. We had the mayor. We had Scott Rutter there and some of his staff from the city council. I had our board of directors there. We also had Tony Hansen from H3 Contractors, who's going to be building the building for us. We had Thomas and Thomas there, Seth and Harry, who are doing the construction on the excavation of the site.
And, you know, I was just thinking about 100 years for a company. There are very few companies anywhere that make it 100 years. Why do you think the co-op has been able to shift and continue to thrive?
I believe it's our customer base, and management before me, also the board, had long-range goals of who we were and who we wanted to serve. And I think we've had to adapt and change over time. And I also believe that our company, our name, and then the products that we sell are relevant.
Anything else you want to let folks know about what's ahead for Winston?
We're excited to get there to serve that community. And we believe we have a lot to offer the community and the products that we sell.
Melvin Burke, General Manager of the Douglas County Farmers Co-op. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:39, the morning conversation.